know it is 4:30 on November the 5th, and I'll go ahead and call the Isle of Palms Board of Zoning Appeals to order. I'll ask Douglas to acknowledge that the meeting has been advertised in compliance.
Meeting was advertised in compliance with state law, and the property on the agenda was posted.
Excellent. Okay, so has everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes from last meeting?
Move they be approved as distributed electronically?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the minutes from the October 1st meeting. And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So the Board of Zoning Appeals acts as a quasi-judicial body. So all of the conversation that we're going to have here today will be treated like court testimony. So if you're going to speak, I imagine, I'll need to swear you in. So, okay, so if you'll raise your right hand and say, what do you say? I promise to tell the truth.
I promise to tell the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
There you go. Okay. So Douglas, you want to introduce the...
Yep, this is appeal number 19-11. The applicant is Robert Miller. The address is 3 Fairway Village Lane. And he is requesting a special exception to allow the establishment of a carpentry business at his home. He has indicated on his application that his home would be used for office work only, and that there would be no business-related traffic coming to the house and no employees working from the house. This business is classified in Table B1 as 7389, office work for business services not elsewhere classified. And that is all I have.
What does small carpentry mean?
Which is what? Well, without going into a lot of detail, I'm fixing my neighbor's deck, who's got rotted deck and boards that are worked up and stairs that are coming off. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have an intention to start a real business, but I'm needed to because of the rules and regulations. So if I do another job, it would be another deck-like thing. I'm not going to do structural work and all that. Yeah, so it's really an administrative thing in the house. Look at costs, do a proposal, submit the bill, and collect the money.
You're a one-man operation?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for
No, I don't have any. Our standard question, you would not have any advertising on a car or a truck or anything to advertise business.
No, my wife wouldn't even let me do that.
Well, neither would we, so that works out. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so there are no other questions, so I have a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the application.
I'll second it.
There's a motion to approve the application as submitted and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The eyes have it. That's it. So tomorrow morning, or maybe, golly, no, tomorrow morning.
No, you can probably do it.
All right,
you probably
if you run down
right
there
now.
Before
it used to be that we had to wait, but they're still open down there. So if you want to run down there now.
Not on my license from the state, and I sent it in a week and a half ago. So they tell me take up to 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Yep. Yeah.
So I'd need that in order to get the permit, I think, don't I?
Yes, yeah. You will need that.
But I can get my business license now.
I think they'll require that you have that for your business license too.
Okay, but it's fine to do both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so 2 weeks. Come back.
All set. We'll
be ready for
you. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
First time I've done that. So
yeah.
Check that out.
All right. Thanks. Good luck with the coyote.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I need to keep this on. I need help.
So let's see next. Next item on the agenda is miscellaneous business.
Only thing I have is a quick update from Julia. I asked her for an update of the Palms Hotel special exception that was approved by the board. That decision was appealed by the neighbors to the condo. And she says that, in short, I think, Palms Hotel owners have appealed the February 2019 BZA decision to approve a special exception to allow sales of outdoor food and drink. We are scheduled to be heard on November 15th, so it's coming up. During this hearing, the appellant must prove that the decision was of the BZA was arbitrary and capricious, meaning the decision was made without consideration of evidence or testimony. I thought it was basically settled, but apparently it's not. So November 15th, they'll be arguing.
So they've been given a transcript of what we did, or an audio, or how do they even know how we made our decision?
It's a good question. I don't know. I didn't provide it. Okay. Historically, I have provided it. It is the audio. I don't know if they got the audio. The audio is distributed, and so maybe they have the audio and they've done that.
Yeah.
I thought it was basically kind of settled. I know the sale, and from what I understand, the elevation of one of the sales, if you remember, they had an outdoor deck and they had these poles with these sails that provide sun cover. They did not like the elevation of the anchoring points of one of the sails. They felt like it would obstruct some of the view from some of the units. So from what I've heard, they've agreed to lower that anchoring point.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the decision, I thought the yeah. appeal kind of went away. But
weren't we concerned about music?
Yes, you
yeah,
were.
With that case,
we had considerable restrictions on that and approving it.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's lots of outdoor sales going on right next door, literally. So.
Yeah, and I think that the construction was governed by the zoning code. You know, what can you build, what and where, and it complies with the setbacks, and because there are no setbacks, that building was built right to the limits of the property line. So
and
I don't know.
And what are they asking?
I think that they want one of the sun shades lowered. Is what it's my understanding that their issue is. But,
and where is this hearing going to be held?
I don't know. Do you know where that would be?
Probably the Judicial Center, I guess.
The what center?
The Judicial Center.
Okay.
It's on the corner of Ball and Meeting, I guess. I mean, if it's civil action, be in one of those courtrooms.
Yeah. If you're interested, I could certainly ask.
I'm interested only because we haven't had anything like this before, I'm just curious as to what's going on.
Seems weird. Unusual.
Is this a roundabout way of getting out at the sales if they can't sell food and drink? Then they don't need the sale up there.
Oh, yes. At the end of the day, I think that, as I understand it, their primary objection is the sales. I thought you meant sales as in tendering cash for...
No.
But yes, that's my belief. That
because we had nothing to do with the construction.
Right.
And I think we're in permitting it.
We didn't expand upon anything.
Your conditions. Anything new to the neighborhood.
Your conditions were basically, in kind of summary, that what they do had traditionally been done there.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's different. It's a new configuration.
Yeah. On what they submitted to us, was there something, you suppose, about the height and how it would go?
It was on their plans. It showed these sails, but there was not
a dimension on it or anything?
I don't remember. It was very conceptual.
Yeah, I don't think it was shown in relation to the surrounding properties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and I think that's part of... I think that part of their contention is that if they had, it's a post that comes out of the ground with this anchoring point.
Right.
I think their contention is that if they had shown you the post with a balcony right here, that may have led you to deny it or do something else.
Okay.
But they didn't show that. I mean, they just showed the post.
Yeah.
All right. So that we play any part in
no. that? No. No, I'll just keep you posted in terms of how
the town attorney defend us, or
yeah, yeah.
So how did you end up finding out about this then if they didn't ask you for the transcription of the meeting?
I just get periodic notes from the city's attorney.
Okay.
That kind of give me a status update.
Just a heads up on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Historically, I've at least provided the audio to get the transcription mm-hmm. done, and I haven't. I don't recall doing that, but
maybe so am I not. Now that it's on the website.
Yeah, maybe they just got it.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. It's public information at that point. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll keep you posted, I'll let you know where the hearing is going to be in the time.
And I don't know whether this is for us or not, but it's maybe something you're more aware of, but his name is... what was the guy here?
Miller. Bob Miller?
Miller, yeah. What's his title about the Coyote?
Coyote Coalition.
Is that an official organization?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you know anything about the Coyote
just,
Coalition?
Yeah. No, just Wild that they're concerned, you know, that they're a concerned group of citizens that are interested in coyote action.
Okay. I'll look into that then, because...
Yeah, he's made a number of kind of presentations, I'd call them, at
mm-hmm.
the public comments section of the council meetings.
Okay.
He was really active there for a while. You know, he kind of was at each meeting for a series of months.
I think he shows up in public safety, too. Okay,
yeah.
Public safety,
oh,
so there's some good stuff buried in those minutes.
Personal question for you, and you don't feel like you have to answer it, but...
Yeah.
Do we have any
other miscellaneous?
Sorry, I don't have anything else.
All right. Are we adjourned?
Move, we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion to adjourn? Yep, all in favor?
Aye.